Please all remain standing.
我们要一起同心向天上的真神献上祷告。
We'll pray in one heart to our Heavenly Father in heaven.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢你。
Our true and heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的大慈爱，你创造了我们。
Because through your great love that you created us.
你把我们安置在那么美好的天地万物当中。
And you put us in such a wonderful earth.
就好像一个 baby 出生的时候，父母已经为他准备了一切。
Just like a baby, when it's born, that the parents prepare everything for them.
你把我们人类放在伊甸乐园里面。
And you put us humankind in the Garden of Eden.
你还将一个礼拜的第七天定为安息日。
And you establish that the seventh day will be the day of rest.
你让人类在这一天可以休息。
And that you wanted humankind to rest on this day.
你让我们这一天可以来到你的面前领受福气。
That on this day we can come before you to receive your blessings.
你让我们在这一天来纪念你伟大的创造。
And you want us to remember your creation on this day.
你更把这一天放在十条诫命里面。
And you also put this on in the Ten Commandments.
让我们纪念你。
So that we may remember you.
主啊，我们今天弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友都来到你的面前。
Lord, today all of our brothers and sisters, our friends and family have come before you.
我们生活当中有很多的劳苦重担。
And we have a lot of toils and suffering in our lives.
有时候缺的不是食物，而是心中的平安。
And often what we're lacking is not food, but peace in our hearts.
有时候我们心中很孤单。
And often in our hearts we are lonely.
有时候心中有很多的重担。
And we have a lot of worries.
更加上现在这个世界越来越混乱。
And this world is getting more and more complicated.
让我们心中不得平静。
It's hard for us to achieve peace.
但是感谢神，你爱我们。
But thank God you love us.
你让我们来到你的面前。
You allow us to come before you.
透过听聆听你的话语。
And to listen to your words.
让我们再次能够了解人生的意义。
That we may once again understand the meaning of life.
能够认识你这位全能的大主宰。
So we may understand you.
在我们的人生当中可以指引我们的方向。
And to get some direction in our lives.
恳求你带领我们今天下午的聚会。
And may you guide our afternoon service.
打开我们很多慕道朋友的心门。
To open our true seekers' hearts.
让我们可以接受你的话语。
So that we may accept your word.
也借着你的圣经的道理，激励我们弟兄姐妹。
And through the words in the Bible that we may encourage our brothers and sisters.
让我们在这个那么困难、那么多灾难的末世，能够更爱你。
So in these difficult end times, we may once again love you.
让我们把你美好的信息赶快传给更多的人。
And immediately spread your good news to others.
主啊，我们将今天下午的聚会交在你的手中。
Lord, we entrust this afternoon service to you.
恳求你带领、祝福、看顾、帮助。
And may you guide and look after this.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
欢迎各位慕道朋友，还有主内的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Welcome to all friends, family, and also members.
我今天下午了，继续早上的主题。
This afternoon's service will continue on the topic from this morning.
我们要讲烈火焚城的第二讲。
We're talking about the second part of the burning the city.
最近这个礼拜的大新闻啊，就是洛杉矶有非常大的火在焚烧。
And as you know, what's making the headlines lately is the fire in LA.
这个火已经烧了一个礼拜了。
This fire has already burned for a week.
还没有完全的破灭。
And it's still not extinguished yet.
到现在为止，已经有超过15,000个建筑物烧掉了。
And right now, there's about 15,000 structures that's been burnt.
不单只是有钱人的大房子。
It's not just the homes of the rich.
也有很多的普通的房子。
But there's also regular homes that's destroyed as well.
学校。
Schools.
甚至一些商店。
Stores.
很多人在一天之间就失去他所拥有的一切。
And many people within a day they lost everything they have.
现在为止有27个人丧失他们的生命。
And as of date, there's about 27 people who died.
也有差不多30几个人还没找到。
And there's 30 some who are missing.
那这个是近年来非常大的灾害。
And so far this year, this is the greatest devastation.
因为一般来说，野火不会烧到城市里面，造成那么大的伤害。
Because typically, wildfires will not enter the city and make this kind of destruction.
但是现在已经不是以前。
But it's not the past anymore.
早上在夏威夷的 Maui 已经烧掉。
Just like in the past, Maui was also burnt.
我们的 Jasper 也是烧掉。
And same with Jasper was burnt.
在 LA 也烧掉一部分。
And now parts of LA is also burnt.
那这个世界已经改变。
This world is changing.
早上我们用圣经的角度来看。
This morning we looked at it from the angle of the Bible.
这种的灾祸以后会越来越多。
And these types of calamities will be increasing in the future.
从人的角度来看，这个好像是一个所谓的自然的灾害。
From a normal person's perspective, we might just think it's a natural occurrence.
从圣经的角度来看。
From a Bible's perspective.
如果一个灾害一直的发生，越来越严重的发生。
If a calamity keeps happening and keeps increasing.
这是神对世人的警告。
That this is a warning from God.
那我们继续来讲，从这场的大火，我们可以有得到什么属灵的教训？
So let's continue from this great fire. What can we learn?
第一点。
The first.
我们要问自己，在你生命当中，什么是最宝贵的
？We need to ask ourselves what is the most important thing in our lives.
是你的生命还是你的房子
？Is it your life or your house?
我知道有一些很爱惜他们的房子。
We know some people who love their house.
我认识一个弟兄。
I know one brother.
不是卡加利，所以你们不用猜。
And this brother is not in Calgary, so you don't need to guess who it is.
他买了他的房子，很爱。
He bought his house.
我说你房子那么大，为什么不叫大家去你家玩啊？去你家大家一起来做团契啊
？It was a big house, and I asked him, "You have such a big house. Why don't you invite the brothers and sisters to come to your house to have a fellowship?"
他说人那么多，每次踩脏我的地毯。
And he said, "There's so many people. They will make my carpets dirty."
还有呢，那么多细菌，每一次他们人来，我都要全部消毒。
And there's so many germs. Every time they come, I need to clean everything afterwards.
说我不喜欢那么多人来我家。
So I don't like having so many people coming to my house.
他家里每一个小灰尘，踩过之后，他都要擦过。
Every little bit of dust and a dirt in his house, when someone touches it or moves it, they need to wipe it up and clean it.
连门口那个毯子，我去他家里，他说，哎，传道理不能踩上门口这个毯子。
Even the mat in the front door, going to his house, he said, "Preacher, please don't step on this mat."
我说门口的这个坛子不是用来踩的吗？我不踩你别的地方，我要踩你的坛子不行、
啊。I said this doormat isn't it for us to step on? If I don't step on here, where would I step?
不行，那个不能踩干。
He said no, you can't step on it.
哇，你爱房子爱到好像自己的身体一样。
So he loves his house as if he loves his own body.
有一些人就是有洁癖、啊。
So some people have this this condition.
很爱干净。
He loves to this condition where they love everything to be clean.
很爱自己的房子。
They love their house.
但是当火灾来的
，But when the fire comes,
你要不要逃
？Will you leave?
你要不要逃命
？Will you save your life?
有一些人他留着他的房子。
Some people they leave their house.
其实不单只很贵的房子，如果只是你的房子，你也会很爱。不单只是几百万的那一种。
Let's not talk about an expensive house in the millions. Even if it's a small one, if it's yours, then you will love it.
这一次火灾当中，有一栋房子是最贵的，被烧掉了。
At this time in the fire, there was one house that was very expensive. It was the most expensive one, and it was burnt down.
就是这一栋。
And it's this one that's on the projector.
2500万美金。
It was worth $125 million.
哇，美金啊，不是加币啊，乘以1.4，这是加币。
It's $125 million US.
$125 million 吗？
It's $125 million.
哇，这个可以买，我看这可以买卡加利的整个区了。
I think it could buy a small community in Calgary.
这是一个房子而已。
And this is just one house.
里面很 high tech， 很漂亮。
Inside the house was very high tech and it's very beautiful.
有18个房间。
And it had they had 18 beds.
你要租它一个月要45万美金。
The rental price was $450,000 US a month.
哇，如果你拥有这种房子
，So if you had this type of house,
开不开心
？Are you happy?
哇，做梦都做不了，做梦都没想到啊。
Even when you're dreaming, you wouldn't have dreamt of having this type of house.
但是如果你住在里面，那个火烧来了
，But if you lived inside and the fire came,
你逃不逃啊
？Would you leave?
正常人都会逃。
A normal person would still leave.
因为我跑掉了，我还可以钱可以再赚。但是我在里面呢，那火烧掉了，我命就没有了。
Because if I leave, I could still earn the money again. But if I stay in there, then I lose my life.
因为据说这个拥有这个房子的人呢很有钱。
The person who owned this place, he's rich.
他是做 crypto 的，他做加密货币的。
He's part of the crypto industry.
所以1亿多美金对他来说可能只是财产的一小部分。
So $125 million to him might just be a small portion of his wealth.
所以他肯定会把房子丢掉，他就撤离了，所以他没有被烧死。
So of course he'll leave his house there. He'll leave and save his life.
但是有另外一个小房子。
But there's another small house.
里面有一个90几岁的老婆婆。
And there was a 90-some-year-old a senior lady there.
她听说是以前演电影的。
And the rumor is that she used to be an actor.
对，大家年轻人应该不认识她。她还演过10届的这个电影。
And the young people here might not recognize her, but she was an actor in the film The Ten Commandments.
当火来的时候，别人叫她赶快撤离，赶快走啊。
So when the fire came, people were telling her, "You need to leave. You need to
leave."
她
说我不先走，我要救我的房子。
And she said, "No, I cannot leave. I need to save my house."
她在房子喷水啊，屋顶洒水啊。
So she was spreading water all over her house.
到最后。
And in the end.
她想走都来不及了。
When she did decide to leave, it was too late.
她跟她房子一样被房子烧毁了，她也死掉了。
And her house was burned down, and she died with the house as well.
这个是很伤心。
So this is quite sad.
所以也让我们想一个问题。
So we need to ask our question.
人生当中，你现在很看重的很多物质，很多东西。
Right now in our lives, you have a lot of materialistic things.
这个房子是很贵重。
This house is very valuable.
你花了很多心思在里面。
You put a lot of time in it.
可能你里面有很多你的纪念品啊、回忆啊，很宝贵的东西。
And perhaps you have a lot of memories, a lot of different things in it as well.
但是什么东西比较重要呢？
But what is most important?
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
26节。
Verse 26.
马太福音16章26节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
1, 2, 3。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？这里告诉我们主耶稣讲的话。
Here it tells us what Jesus says.
人如果赚了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
If a person gains the whole world but he loses his soul, then what value is there?
不要说赚全世界了。
Let's not talk about the whole world.
那整个洛杉矶啊。
Let's just say the Los Angeles.
Whole LA 啊，整个你有办法赚整个洛杉矶吗？
Are you able to earn the whole wealth of LA?
洛杉矶一个房子至少等于卡加利三个房子。
One house in LA is worth about three in Calgary.
至少两到三间。
At least two to three.
人家的房子比较贵，又是美金啊。
The value of the houses in LA is higher, and especially it's in US dollars.
你也不可能拥有整个洛杉矶啊。
There's no way for you to own the whole of LA.
但是主耶稣这里打一个比喻。
But here, our Lord Jesus gives a parable.
你很努力赚钱。
He says you work hard for money.
假如你可以赚到全世界。
And if hypothetically you're able to gain the whole world.
这全世界的房子都是你的。
And all the houses in the world is yours.
全世界的生意都是你的，就是你一个拥有一切。
All the businesses in the world belongs to you.
但是如果你失去生命呢？
But if you lose your soul.
有什么好处？
Then what point is it?
这个生命是什么生命？
What type of life is it to talk about here?
第一就是你肉体的生命。
It's talking about your physical life.
就是火灾来的时候啊，你就打死不肯走，你说我要救这个房子。
If the fire comes and you say I'm not leaving, you need to save your house.
连消防员来了，警察来，你也不肯走。
If the firefighter comes and the policeman comes and you're unwilling to leave.
那到最后你失去生命。
In the end, you'll lose your life.
那你其他的财产对你来说有什么益处？
Then all your material wealth, what use is it?
第二个，这里指的属灵的生命。
The second is refers to your spiritual life here.
我们每一个人都有灵魂在里面。
We all have a soul.
如果我们没有灵魂，你就跟动物一样。
If we don't have a soul, then we're no different from animals.
你会同意你跟动物一样吗？
Do you agree that you're the same as the animals?
如果别人说你是个畜生，你会很高兴吗？
If people say that you're just a beast, will you be happy?
如果别人说你是畜生，代表是骂你的话。
If they're saying that you're a beast, they're just a mocking you.
因为 insult 啊。是一个 insult，
because it's an insult。
就你跟动物一样，就是你跟它一样的 low 啊，一样的低啊。
They're saying you're as lowly as the animals。
人跟动物怎么不一样？
The humans and animals are different。
因为有灵魂。
We're different because we have a soul。
有灵魂，这个肉体死了之后，灵魂要去哪里？
And after with our soul, after our physical bodies die, then where do we go？
就像房子的主人，房子在的时候，主人住在里面。
When the house is there and the owner is present, will live in the house.
那房子要倒塌了，那个屋主就走了。
But after the house falls, then the owner leaves.
有一天你的身体会衰弱。
One day your bodies will also decay as well.
就算不是火灾，会离开世界。
Let's just say it's not due to a fire.
也可能是飞机掉下来啊。
Perhaps you're on a plane and a plane crashes.
前几个礼拜不是好几个空难。
A few weeks ago, aren't there a few accidents?
韩国也空难。
There are accidents with
Korea.
In Korea with airlines.
哇，一下子140人这样就死掉了。
Immediately, 140 some people passed away.
那些人是从泰国度假回到韩国，高高兴兴准备上班了。
The people were going back from Thailand, coming back from vacation, going to Korea.
飞机都降落了。
And the plane was about to land.
结果要撞，要爆炸，全部死掉了。
And when it's landing, it hit, it exploded, and everyone passed away.
那肉体的生命结束了。
And their physical bodies has ended.
但是他们的灵魂去哪里？
But where do their souls go?
如果没有得到救恩，
if they do not received redemption, salvation.
他们一辈子很多钱有什么用?
What use is it for them to have a lot of money?
所以遇到这种的灾难的时候，看到这种天灾人祸的时候，
So when you face such a tribulation, such calamities,
我们都要思考一个问题。
We need to ponder.
我今天很忙。
Today I'm very busy.
但是有什么东西比我的灵魂得救更重要？
But what is more important than our salvation, than my soul?
我们看马太6章25节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
马太6章25节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
6章25节。
6:25.
1, 2, 3.
Let's read together.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？ 身体不胜于衣裳吗？ 啊，主耶稣这里告诉我们。
So our Lord Jesus teaches us here.
我们人生有很多的忧虑。
We have a lot of worries in our life.
啊，担心我的经济。
I'm worried about my finances.
我的工作。
My work.
啊，我的生意。
My business.
哇，很多东西担心啊。
There's a lot of things to worry about.
尤其是现在的经济不好。
And right now the economy is not good.
哇，东西也那么贵。
Things are expensive.
你看。 下个后天，美国的新总统上任了，又说要给加拿大关税了。
You're thinking, just on Monday, the new president will be inaugurated in the states, and he said he'll put some tariffs on Canada.
据说会影响很大。And
they say that the impact will be great.
光是安省可能会失去50万个工作。And
we're saying just
Ontario,
just Ontario itself, they'll lose about 500,000 jobs.
哇，这个影响很大。
It's a great impact. A lot of people are worried.
那主耶稣告诉我们,
but our Lord Jesus tells us,
你担心没有用,
there's no use in worrying.
你不要为你生活上的东西担心太多,
don't worry too much about your things of your life.
你的身体胜过你的饮食,
your life is more than just your food and your clothes.
生命比我们的生活的东西更重要。
Our life is more important than these matters.
再困难的环境,
in these difficult situations,
如果你心中很有平安,
if your heart has peace,
你可以克服这些问题,
you can conquer and overcome these problems.
如果你心中没有平安,
but if you do not have peace in your heart,
就算你住在那些豪宅大房子也是不快乐,
even if you live in a big mansion, you will still not be happy.
所以我们要真正要思考什么是最重要。
So we need to think what is the most important.
有些弟兄姐妹，我们在那么忙的生活当中，一定要抽时间来亲近神。
Some our brothers and sisters here, in our busy lives, we need to take up some time to get closer to God.
静下来。
To calm down.
像我们今天安息日，就是让我们静下来，好好思考人生。
Just like today is the Sabbath day, we calm down to really think about our lives.
因为一切都有可能失去。
Because immediately everything we could lose everything.
迟早，我们拥有的所有东西都会离开我们。
Sooner or later, we'll lose everything.
只是时间而已。
It is a matter of time.
甚至包括你的亲人也要离开你。
Even your relatives will leave you one day.
不要是你的财产，你的拥有的东西有一天要离开你。
Let's not talk about your material wealth. These other things will leave as well.
你儿女也离开你，你夫妻也离开你。
One day your spouse might leave as well, and your children as well.
当你离开世界那一天，
the day you leave this world,
你所有东西都要离开你。
You have to leave everything.
那你有没有为那一天来准备？
Have you prepared for that day?
第二点，
second point,
我们要思考一个问题。
We need to think.
你把你的财富藏在哪里？
Where do you store your wealth?
这个是一个。 很重要的问题,
this is a very important question.
对于有钱人来说,
and to the rich,
他们有很多放钱的方法,
they have a lot of different ways to store their wealth.
所以说有钱人就买几栋这种的房子, just like, 那就很保值了。
The wealthy, they may store their wealth in a few real estate properties.
尤其是最近烧掉的那个区, Palisade,
just like the community that was recently burned down, the Palisades.
几十年前那些房子都很便宜, 70年代的时候, 那些房子都是几十万美金就有了。
And a few decades ago, this area in the 70s and 80s, it was quite cheap.
现在哇，很多明星住上去，每一个房子都几百万。
But now it's populated mainly by celebrities, and all the houses are in the millions.
所以很多人呢就投资房子。
So everyone's investing in these properties.
想说房子会升值。
And the value of these properties keep going up.
哇，那事实上也真的是升值。
And truly, the value is going up.
新闻也报道有一个人。
In the news, it says that there's a person.
他买了一个这样的房子,
he bought a place in the bought a place there.
也是差不多几千万的,
and it's in the tens of millions.
然后呢, 就花了几千万, 再给他豪装, 装得很漂亮,
and he spent another tens of millions to renovate it.
装修好了,
and after he's done renovating,
他想要今年春天, 就今年4月要拿出来市场上卖,
this man was planning to sell it and flip it this spring.
因为他如果会卖掉, 他肯定也赚 几十个 million.
Because he was thinking if he sold it, he'll earn several millions as well.
结果那个火来了，一烧。
But the fire came and it burnt.
他所有的美梦、他的钱、他的资本，包括他想他的成本，还有以后要赚的钱，通通也没有了。
All of his dreams, his principal, his investment, his time was all gone.
那还有很多人啊，他也失去很多。
So there are others who lost a lot as well.
哈，有钱人的家里跟你跟我的家不一样。
The wealthy inside their homes is very different from you and me.
有钱人家里放什么？
What do people put in their homes?
名画、艺术品。
The wealthy, they put a lot of famous art and and artifacts as well.
那个东西会保值。
These things will retain value.
有一个弟兄啊，他做设计师的。
There is a brother and he's a designer.
他常常去帮那些 Manhattan 的纽约曼哈顿那种公寓里面的人帮他做设计。
And his job was to help do an interior design for some in Manhattan.
有一次他带我走 Manhattan, Manhattan.
One time he took me on a stroll through Manhattan.
他告诉我，你的这些公寓啊，你看都是几百万美金一个起跳。
And he pointed up and said, "Look at these penthouses. They're all in the millions."
我说哇，我的嘴巴都张得很大，我们乡下人，能卡加利出来的。
And my mouth opened up. I'm from the countryside. Compared to these places.
哇，所以我说哇那么贵啊。
And I'm thinking, how is it so expensive?
他说，你还不要哇？我告诉你，有钱人家里里面挂一幅画，有就是等于他公寓的钱。名画。
Not only that, a lot of these wealthy people, they will put one piece of art, one portrait in their homes, and it's worth more than their mansion.
所以这次有钱人去，很多这些艺术品全部也烧掉了。
So this time, with the fire, a lot of works of art is also burnt.
哇，这很可怕。
It's quite frightening.
那个钱，无论是房子或是名画
，the money is not only just in the house and also the art.
一下也可以不见了
，it will leave immediately.
还有一样东西不见了
，there's another thing that was lost.
你们一定猜不到什么东西不见了
，you can't guess what it is.
很多人的 crypto 啊 ，bitcoin 啊都不见了
，a lot of people lost their crypto as well, their bitcoin.
Bitcoin 怎么会不见呢
？You think how can they lose their bitcoin?
Bitcoin 没有不见，但是 bitcoin 的密码不见了。
They didn't lose the Bitcoin itself, but they lost their password, the private keys to access it.
因为一下子要跑走啊，那个来不及拿这些 hard drive 里面的东西啊，它的密码。
Because they had to leave immediately, so they had to leave their hard drives and their passwords.
还有那个 cool wallet 啦，那个冷钱包啊，如果你知道我讲什么。
And also they had to leave their crypto cold wallet, if you understand what I'm
talking about. 来不及拿，因为一下班可能我都还没有来得及。回家之前就看到整个房子烧掉了。
It was so urgent that they had to leave. By the time they got home, their house was already burnt.
哇，有人说这个 crypto 啊，从10万块掉到9万块，可能是这个原因。
A lot of people say perhaps this is why the Bitcoin price went from 100,000 down to 90,000.
哇，所以这个就是世界的钱财随时都会失去。
The treasures of this world can be lost immediately at any time.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
十九节
，verse 19，
马太福音六章十九节
，Matthew chapter nine, six verse 19。
我们一起读
，Let's read it together。
一二三，不要为自己只占钱财在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窿窿来偷。二十节
，twenty，
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窿窿来偷。主耶稣告诉我们
，Our Lord Jesus tells us，
你有两种方法放你的财产。
There's two ways to lay up your treasure。
第一就是放在地上了。
The first is to put it on the earth。
买房子了。
To buy the house。
投资股票了。
To invest in stocks。
买艺术品了。
To buy works of art。
买 crypto 了。
To buy crypto。
买股票了。
To buy stocks。
这个都是很多的方法。
There's many different ways。
有一天不一定你离开世界，可能在你离开世界之前，这个世界发生。打仗啊，地震啊，火烧啊，这些东西也不见了。
Let's not say when you leave this earth, before you leave this earth, there could be a fire, there could be a famine, there could be wars, and all this treasure on earth will be gone.
在第二次世界大战爆发的时候
，When the Second World War happened,
那些犹太人啊
，a lot of the Jews,
很多珠宝，很多名画
，they had a lot of treasures. They had a lot of works of art.
在德国，他们不肯走。
It was in Germany, and they couldn't take it with them.
很多生意。
A lot of businesses.
但是当纳粹啊上台的时候，抓犹太人的时候，他们所有的这些财宝也被抢走了。
But when the Nazis took over and they were persecuting the Jews, they had to leave all their wealth.
Wow. 所以这个告诉我们。
So this tells us
世界的财宝真的不要放太多的心思去累积它。
That don't put too much effort and don't put too much of your time and onto the building up the treasures of this earth.
主耶稣说在地上，你埋在地上，地上有虫子咬啊。
Lord Jesus says that the treasures of this earth you bury in the earth and the
会生锈啊。
The bugs will and then will eat at it and it will also rust.
也有人偷啊。
People will steal it.
当然我们要努力工作。
Of course, we need to work hard.
该存钱也是要存钱。
We need to earn money.
但是不是说我们都不用计划。
But it doesn't it means that we shouldn't plan.
只是告诉我们不要只计划累积今生的钱财。
Our Lord Jesus says that to not put all of our effort and attention into building up the treasures of earth.
你不要忘记还有一个银行在上面哦。
Don't forget, you still have a bank account up there.
地上的银行会倒，天上的银行不会倒。
The bank accounts on earth will one day fail, but the bank account the accounts in heaven won't fail.
主耶稣说要累积财宝在天上。
So our Lord Jesus tells us that we need to lay our treasures in heaven.
怎么样累积财宝在天上？
And how do you lay your treasures in heaven?
有几个方法。
There's a few ways.
第一，
the first,
你把钱，你辛苦赚来的钱，用在神的家，用在救灵魂的事情上面。
The first is to use the money that you earn on building up the things of the church and things that would benefit your spirit.
为了救别人的灵魂
or things that would save the soul of others
用来传福音
use it to spread the gospel
这个就是等于存在天上
this is like building up your treasures in heaven
最近教会在买会堂
lately our church is purchasing a new chapel
感谢主很多弟兄姐妹很爱神、啊、
and thank God a lot of brothers and sisters love God
知道这是教会的需要
and they know that the church is in need
如果没有教会如果没有弟兄姐妹的热心的奉献我们哪有办法买到那么好的卡这里的在当堂的新的会堂。
If it is not for all the offerings of our brothers and sisters, then how would we be able to purchase this new building in downtown?
但是我们的力量也很小啊，不太够啊。
But our capacity is only limited.
但是神感动世界各地的弟兄姐妹帮我们。
So God has touched all the brothers and sisters around the world to also contribute as well.
那有不是我们教会的人就会问我了，哇，你们教会好有钱啊，一下就可以买300多万的建筑物。
So those who are not in our church, they'll say, wow, your church is very rich. All of a sudden, you're able to raise and buy a place that's worth $3 million.
了解我们教会的人都知道，我们教会里面真的有钱人很少，真有钱人啊，没有几个。
So those who actually understand our members have a good understanding of it, they know that the wealthy in our church is actually few.
我们都是普普通通的。
We're all commoners.
啊，主耶稣给我有饭吃，大家有房子住。
Our Lord Jesus all gives us all a food to eat and just a place to live.
但是神感动很多世界各地的弟兄姐妹啊，来帮助我们啊。
But God has touched the members all across the world to help us.
他们拿着辛苦的赚来的钱。
They took out the money that they worked hard for.
甚至有一些把那个金子啊卖掉啊来捐给教会。
There's even members who sold their gold necklace to help with the church.
因为他们知道。
Because they know.
我这个放在地上。不如放在天上。
This treasure on earth is useless. I'd rather put it in heaven.
因为我这样做，神会纪念我。
Because by doing this, then God will remember me.
这个也是神给的，我把它放在天上银行献给神。
What I have is given to me by God. I'm going to put it in my heavenly bank account.
所以其实不是牺牲啊，是你把地上的存到天上而已。
So it's not a sacrifice. You're just storing your treasures in heaven.
另外呢，你为主耶稣做圣工。
The second is by doing your holy work.
你把时间献给神
you're offering your time to God
我们有一句话嘛时间就是钱嘛
there's a saying that time is money
你把时间为了神的家来工作
you put your time to work for the family of God
哎，你今天就把多一些放在天上了
then you're contributing to your account in heaven
然后你今天来聚会你把你的时间献给神
and today you come for service and you put your time towards God as well
哦，那你天上的 account 又增加一点了
so your account in heaven is also increasing
主耶稣讲的不会骗你的
and what our Lord Jesus says will not deceive you
你要把你的财宝存在天上
you need to store your treasures in heaven
为什么
why
我们看二十一节
let's read verse 21
六章二十一节
chapter 6 verse 21
一二三
1, 2, 3
因为你的财宝在哪里你的心也在哪里、啊、哇主耶稣知道你的心在哪里、啊、
So our Lord Jesus knows where your heart is
怎么知道你的心在哪里
How does he know where your heart is
你的钱放哪里你的心在哪里、啊、
Where you put your money Where you put your treasures Where your heart is
譬如说你没有买 crypto 你怎么会整天去看那个 crypto 多少钱
Just like if you did not buy crypto Then you would not look at it every day
我是没有买我是看新闻的
I did not buy myself. I just read the news.
哇，怎么涨到十万
？Oh, how is it 100,000 now?
有时候都会想，哇，如果一早买，现在发达了。
And sometimes I think if I bought it early, I'll be rich now.
但是后来想想，主耶稣也不要我不要传道发达。
But sometimes I think our Lord Jesus does not want the preacher to be that rich.
如果传道发达了，整天就是看那个 crypto 股票讲道理，都不会讲一些造就的话，只是教大家怎么赚钱。
If the preacher becomes really rich, then the preacher would just look at the crypto all day long and teach others how to earn more money.
也没有空访问，也没有空读圣经，一跪下来就朝那个 crypto 飘来飘去。
And I won't have time to pray and to do any visitations. I'll just be kneeling down and think about crypto.
所以主耶稣知道我们的心在哪里。
So our Lord Jesus knows where our heart is.
如果你的东西，你的心会被牵动，哇，上上下下，上上下下。
If your heart will be going up and down and being volatile,
那你要小心了。
Then you need to be careful.
所以主耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
So our Lord Jesus says, where your treasure is, where your heart is also.
我们够用了，有衣有食，感谢主。
We have sufficient. We have enough to eat, enough to live.
不要整天想要去发达。
We shouldn't think about getting rich every day.
你把你的心放在世界的财宝。
We should put our time into the treasures in
heaven. 如果你的心放在世界的财宝。
If our heart is on the treasures of earth,
你的心就整天在世界。
Then our heart will be always on the things of this earth.
如果你把你的财宝放在神的事上。
If we put the treasure on the things of God,
你就会常常想到神的家。
Then we'll always be thinking about the family of God.
常常有弟兄姐妹也问我。
There's always brothers and sisters to ask.
海外的，海外的。
These are ones who are overseas.
你们卡加利够不够钱啊？
Do you have enough money in Calgary?
你们成交了没有啊？
Have you guys completed your purchase?
还有没有缺啊？
Are you lacking?
哇，好多人海外的都这样问。
There's many overseas members who keep asking me.
让我很感动。
And I'm quite touched.
因为他们很爱神
because they love God.
他们的心都在神的家
and their heart is in the family of God.
好，再来，我们讲第三点
and third, the third point.
这个大火里面有很多的英雄啊
and there's a lot of heroes in this fire as well.
最大的英雄当然是打火的啦，消防员呢
one of the biggest heroes are the firefighters.
当别人都逃难的时候，他们就要冲到火墙里面
when everyone's fleeing the scene, then they rush towards the scene.
别人觉得哇，这个空气很差的时候，赶快跑走了，他们就要冲过去。
When others are thinking the air is not good and they leave, they have to go into this air.
尤其是有一些老人家在老人院里面出不来了。
There's some seniors in a seniors home and they're unable to leave.
他们没办法跑走啊。
They're unable to evacuate.
有一个新闻很感动。
There's a news article that's quite touching.
当这个火灾爆发的时候
，Just right when the fire was starting,
有一百多个老人家在老人院呢，没有办法撤离啊。
There's 100 some people in a seniors home and they were unable to leave.
那些老人家都走路都用 walker 的，怎么跑得动啊？
They were not mobile. They're all using walkers, so they can't leave.
又没有车子。
There's no vehicles.
那么多老人怎么撤离呢？
There's so many seniors. How can we transport them?
那个时候啊，警察局就通知那些开巴士的。
So at that time, the police they told those who drove the buses.
那巴士公司就问。那些员工，那些还在路上开巴士的。
So the bus companies ask the bus drivers.
本来那些巴士的开巴士的人想说，哦，赶快收工了，赶快离开了，要回家了。
Initially, these bus drivers were thinking, I better leave. My time is done. I better leave.
但是他们听到有一百多个老人在老人院。
But they heard there's over 100 some seniors in a seniors home.
这五六台巴士就开到，直接就开到那老人院那边。
So there's about 5 or 6 buses who went to the seniors home.
哇，那些帮他们轮椅啊、推上去啊，就全部把他们救出来。
And all of these seniors, whether they're in wheelchairs or not as mobile, they help them onto the buses.
他们其实不需要这样做。
They didn't need to do this.
但是他们想要这样做。
But they wanted to.
因为救人最重要啊。
Because it's most important to save people.
消防员也没有那么大多的车子可以把他们救出来。
Even the firefighters didn't have that many vehicles to evacuate all these people.
所以如果没有这些公车司机的牺牲或者是勇敢，那这一百个老人就会被消失了。
So without the sacrifice of the bus drivers and the bus companies, then these 100 some seniors would perish.
好，那我们换一个角度来想。
Let's look at it from a different perspective.
救人除了当消防员、当公车司机之外。
In addition to, aside from saving people as a firefighter and a bus driver,
还有什么工作是救人的？
What other work is the work of saving others?
是救不单指肉体啊，是救灵魂的。
And that is not just saving our bodies, but saving our soul.
当然，主耶稣他就是救我们灵魂。
Our Lord Jesus, He saves our soul.
他来到世上为我们舍命。
He comes on this earth to sacrifice for us.
他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
His precious blood has redeemed our sins.
如果你相信他，接受他的救恩
，If you believe in him and accept his salvation,
你将来就可以免去这个地狱的火。
then in the end you could be saved from this fire.
因为圣经告诉我们呢，人灵魂死了之后还有另外一个火在等着你啊。
Because the Bible tells us that after we die, there's another fire that awaits us.
我们看启示录第二十章。
Let's turn to Revelations.
启示录第二十章。
Revelations chapter 20.
二十章十四节跟十五节。
Revelations chapter 20, verse 14 and 15.
没有打出来啊，自己翻。启示录二十章十四节。
So we haven't put it up, so please read it, flip to it yourself. Revelations chapter 20, verse 14 and 15.
二十章十四节，我们一起读。
Verse 14, let's read it together.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。十三节。若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。这里火湖讲了有三次。
Here the lake of fire is mentioned three times.
湖就是形容很多水啊。
The lake symbolizes a lot of water.
但是这个湖不是水湖。
But this lake was not filled with water.
不是海洋。
It is not the
ocean.
The ocean.
这个是一个形容啊，就是很多火，很多火啊。
It was a description of how that this place has a lot of fire.
那烧什么呢？
And what is it burning?
不能得救的人的灵魂啊，没有得救的人就进去。
It is burning those who have not been saved. Their souls will be cast into this fire.
十五节。
In verse 15.
名字没有记在生命册上的。
For anyone whose names are not found in the book of life.
就是罪没有得到赦免。
It means that their sins have not been forgiven.
跟神的救恩没有份的。
They have no part in the salvation.
以后他们的灵魂就是要进到火湖里面。
In the end, that their souls will be cast into the lake of fire.
这个也称为第二次的死。
And this is the second death.
第一次的死也已经很恐怖了。
The first death is already quite horrific.
很多人很怕死。
A lot of people are afraid of death.
一想到死就怕。
We think of death and we're afraid.
因为不知道死之后去哪里。
We don't know where we will go after we die.
但是其实第一次的死不是最可怕。
But the first death is not the most frightening.
对于一些病人来说，肉体的死就没有肉体的痛苦了。
For those who are sick, after you die, then you won't have pain anymore.
但是如果不能得救。
But if you cannot be saved,
没有在名字在生命册上面。
If your name is not on the book of life,
那个才是最可怕的。
That is the most frightening.
那我们今天就要救人啊。
Today we need to save others.
就好像这个消防员或者是公车司机这样子。
Just like these firefighters or the bus drivers.
那这个火已经来了，快烧来了。
The fire is coming, it's burning.
你赶快要把这个福音，把这个救人的方式，主耶稣的恩典，要赶快传给他。
We need to immediately, spread and this gospel to others.
如果你看到人，你都不传福音。
If we see someone, you don't spread the gospel to them.
不开口。
We don't open our mouths.
那就等于那个没有爱心的那个公车司机跟消防员一样。
Then you're no different from the firefighter or the bus driver that has no love.
他们就是要救人。
They're there to save people.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章九节
，First Thessalonians chapter one verse nine，
九到十节
，nine to ten，
九到十节
，nine to ten。
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章第九节
，First Thessalonians chapter one verse nine。
哇，我们一起读啊，
Let's read together。
一二三，因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎么样进到你们那里，你们是怎么样离弃偶像，归向神。要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣啊！保罗这里告诉帖撒罗尼迦的教会
，Paul was speaking to the church of Thessalonica here.
我们来怎么把福音传给你
？We come to you, and how do we spread the gospel to you?
你以前过得不好吗？
In the past, was life not good?
Thessalonica is a 大城市
Thessalonica was a big city.
就好像洛杉矶一样
Just like Los Angeles.
什么都没有，什么都有啊。
They had everything.
有生意，有赚钱的机会，有文化。
There's business. There's a culture. There's a lot of opportunities to earn money.
但是以前他们是拜偶像。
But in the past, they worshipped the idols.
他们不知道真神，不认识独一真神。
They did not understand and recognize the one true God.
不知道耶稣就是独一真神。
They didn't know that our Lord Jesus is the one true God.
所以这个拜那些没有用。
So they kept worshipping the idols that was useless.
拜到最后就下地狱。
And in the end, they kept worshipping and they just go to hell.
因为那些 偶像不能救他们啊。
Because the idols are unable to save them.
那将来就会面对神的愤怒呢。
And in the end, they'll face the wrath of God.
但是现在我们来传福音给你啊。
But today we come and we spread the gospel.
你也接受了。
And you have accepted it.
等如从火中把你拉出来。
It's just like saving you and pulling you out from the fire.
那个这个工作多重要啊。
How important is this work?
所以今天哦，这个。我看那个 video， 那些火他们在逃命的时候，那些火在烧啊，啊，好恐怖啊！那个火花，整个天都黑的，就只有红的火光，还有烟啊，还有火花在碰啊。
So when you watch your videos, it's quite horrific. That there's a lot of fire and there's a lot of smoke and spark and the flames everywhere.
但是那个比起世界末日
，But compared to the end days，
比起神的愤怒大日子
，Compared to the wrath of God，
那个这个真的不算什么。
This is nothing。
所以我们要赶紧传福音。
So you need to immediately spread the gospel.
让神给我们那么大的，以后给我们那么大的会堂。
And in the future when God gives us the bigger chapel.
感谢主，我们这个会堂今天也快坐满了，大家没有很感动。
And thank God, it was quite touching. This chapel here is quite full now.
因为大家弟兄姐妹热心聚会了。
Because all brothers and sisters were all concentrating and focused on service.
也邀请朋友来了。
We also invite our family and friends.
也有一些是自己走进来的。
And there are some who also come in themselves.
这个城市里面有太多人需要主耶稣了。
In the city, there are too many people who need our Lord Jesus.
太多人很孤单了，太多人心中很焦虑。
There's too many people who are lonely.
太多人
too many worries.
太多人心中很害怕。
And there's too many people with fear in their heart.
很孤单。
And they're lonely.
我们要赶紧救他们。
So we need to immediately save them.
让他们认识这位又真第九节啊，又真又活的神。
So in verse 9 here, so that they can immediately recognize and understand the living and true God.
这个就是最重要的。
This is the most important.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意有这种救人的心吗
？Are you willing to have this heart to save others?
一有机会就讲，一有机会就传。
When you have the opportunity to spread the gospel to tell others, then you should.
我那天去大统华买东西。
The other day I went to a TNT grocery market.
一出门口。
Once I leave,
就两个年轻人
there's two young people.
别的教派的，穿得整整齐齐的。
They're from another denomination and they're dressed really well.
哇，跟我讲中文。
They came and spoke to me in Chinese.
他们不是中国人。
But they're not Chinese.
他们在传福音。
And they're spreading the gospel.
你大概知道什么教派了？现在很少教派会在街上发传单，只有他那个教派。
You may know what denomination is this. There's very few denominations that would do this.
两个夹攻我。
So they both came towards me.
给我传单。
And they gave me their pamphlet.
用中文说，要不要来学中文？
And they came to me and said, Do you want
有中文班？
Do you want to learn Chinese? We have Chinese classes.
哇，我佩服他们的勇气。
And I was I respect their courage.
那天没有像今天那么冷，但是也有零下。
That day was not as cold as today, but it was still in the negative.
两个年轻人站在门口，也不害羞，也不害怕。
And there's two young men, young people, and they were not afraid or shy.
每一个出来，那就发传单。
Everyone walking out of TNT, they were passing them the pamphlets.
他们可能觉得很多中国人的孩子不会讲中文。
And they were thinking there's probably a lot of Asian immigrants here where their children do not know Chinese.
就是我们有中文班。
So they said we have Chinese classes.
哇，那其实想用中文班来。引人来教会接触一下。
So they use this Chinese class as a way to attract people to come to their services.
他们传的不合乎圣经。
So what the gospel they're spreading, the gospel they're spreading is not in accordance with the Bible.
但是精神啊，超过我们啊。
But the spirit, their attitude is better than ours.
传福音的精神。
Their spirit of spreading the gospel.
那我们要加把劲，我们要更努力。
So we need to put more effort here.
因为时间不多了。
Because time, there's not much time.
神的愤怒快来了。
And God's wrath is coming.
如果你看早上，我们早上学习那一篇，真的神的愤怒已经快临到这个世界。
From as we know from this morning service, God's wrath is truly coming.
最后一点
，final last point.
我们要预备主耶稣再来。
We need to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's look at Second Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
彼得后书三章第十节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10.
我们起读。一二三。但主的日子要像贼来到一样。那日天必有大响声废去。有行止的都被烈火消化。地和其上的物都要消尽了。请把第十节画起来。
Please highlight verse 10.
第十节。主的日子。
The Lord of the day of the Lord.
会怎么来
？How will it come?
会像贼一样。
It will come like a thief.
就是说你不会知道主哪一天来。
What it means is you do not know which day the Lord will come.
你不会知道世界哪一天会末日。
You do not know which day will be the end day.
你不知道哪一天主耶稣再临。
You do not know which day that our Lord Jesus will come.
但是主耶稣会告诉我们很多的预兆。
But our Lord Jesus says that there will be a lot of signs.
像我们早上讲的。
Just like this, what we said in this morning.
当这些预兆一直一直发生的时候，你就说越来越近，越来越近，越来越近了。
When these signs keep happening more frequently, then the end days are becoming nearer and nearer.
2025年肯定比2024年近了。
Of course, 2025 will be closer to end days than 2024.
这个不是悲观啊，但是从属灵的角度去看，这个世界绝对不会越来越美好。
This is not to be pessimistic, but just look from the view of the Bible, then things will get worse.
因为这个世界一直犯罪。
Because the world will keep sinning.
累积神的愤怒。
And it will anger God.
到神的愤怒满了。
And when God's wrath is enough,
所以主耶稣就再来了。
Then our Lord Jesus will come again.
好，那这里告诉我们那一天最后一天会是怎么样呢？
So here it tells us how the last days be.
哇，第十节啊。
And verse 10.
哇，这里说天必有大响声。
It says in the heavens there will be a great noise.
很大声哦。
It will be really loud.
超过一千核子弹啊什么啊，不需要用人手的核子弹啊。
It will be louder than anything, louder than any atomic bomb.
神毁灭世界不需要用人的核子弹。
For God to destroy the earth, He doesn't need to use any nuclear weapons.
当然有人说，把所有的核子弹一起引爆，可能地球就完蛋了。
Some people say if the nuclear bombs all go off at the same time on Earth, then the world will be done.
但是你把所有的核子弹，美国啦、俄罗斯啦、中国的啦。
But if you add up all the nuclear weapons in the world, in the U.S. and Russia,
你一起引爆也不会整个地球炸掉啊。
Even if you blow up all at the same time, the world will not be destroyed.
就算地球炸掉，月亮也不会炸掉。
Even if the world is destroyed, the moon will be destroyed.
但是到最后，神要怎么毁灭世界？
But in the end, how will God destroy the earth?
有一个很大的响声。
There will be a great noise.
这里说有形质的 verse 10 element 有形质的东西，只要你看得见的、摸得到的物质界，所有东西都会消化掉。
And later in verse 10 here, it says the elements will melt away everything here.
It will be burned up, huh?
Will melt and it will burn up.
这个是超乎我们想象的。
And this is beyond our imagination.
但是是神可以做得到的。
But this is something that our God can do.
因为神可以将没有把它变成有那么多。
Because God can make something that's from nothing to something.
神也可以把所有有的全部收起来，又变成没有了。
God can also take away something and make it nothing.
因为神可以做得到。
Because this is something God can do.
但是现在那一天还没有来到。
But that day has not come yet.
所以现在这个火。野火，无论是 LA 的、加拿大的、夏威夷的，比起那一天，这个都是微不足道。
So、compared to that day, the fires in LA, in Canada, in Maui, cannot compare to the fire in that end day.
就算全世界一起烧起来
，even the whole world was burning together，
还比不上那一天。
It still won't compare to
那一天是整个宇宙有形体的，有 element 的。我们这物质最小就是 element 嘛，就是元素啊。
In the end days, everything in the universe, in all the elements are the smallest things, the smallest matter.
今天你把所有东西所有都烧掉了，还有一个 element 就是 carbon， 就是碳，把它碳化，对不对？
Today, even if you burn something, there still remains the ashes and the carbon and ashes.
来看那些 LA 的那些东西烧掉了，还有一些碳在那边嘛，对不对？
If you look at the pictures of the LA fire, what's left is left the carbon, the ashes.
但是那一天神要基督要再来。
But in the end day, when our Lord Jesus will come back,
他用火来烧掉世界。
He'll use the fire to burn the whole earth.
就是烧到连碳都没有。
He'll burn it to the point where even the ashes won't remain.
这个就不是物质的火。
So this is not a physical fire.
是属灵的火。
It is a spiritual fire.
物质的火你需要氧气才可以烧。
A physical fire, you need oxygen for it to burn.
宇宙没有氧气怎么烧？
If the universe has no oxygen, how would it burn?
不是我们这种烧
，It is not burning the way we know.
是神要把所有东西都收起来了，没有了。
Is that our Lord Jesus wants to take everything away? There will be nothing.
所有的物质界都没有了
，There will be no more elements.
那剩下什么
？And what is left?
你再看这个
，Let's continue.
第十一节
，Verse 11.
彼得前书三章十一节
，Second Peter chapter 3 verse 11.
一二三，这一切既然都要如此消化。你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。十二节，切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天必被火消，就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。十三节，但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地， 又是一聚在其中啊！这里再次告诉我们，天都要被烧掉。
Here it tells us that even the heavens will be burnt.
你今天怎么烧天
？How can you burn the heavens?
你今天火没有办法烧天呢、啊、
？How today? How can the earth burn up in the sky?
Wow, the sky cannot be burned up.
The sky can't be burnt.
但是那一天，连宇宙那些空间都要被烧掉了。
But in the end days, even the skies, the universe will be burnt up.
所有的打开那个 element 学元素周期表，也有学过 chemistry 化学的元素周期表里面所有的元素全部都没有了，烧完。
Everything in the periodic table that you've learned before will be gone, will be burnt.
但是只有一样东西剩下。
There'll be one thing remaining.
就是神所预备的属灵的空间呢。
And that is the spiritual place that God has prepared.
就是叫做新天新地。
And that's the new heavens and the new earth.
这个不是新造一个地球啊，不是啊。
And he's not creating a brand new earth.
不是新造一个月亮啊。
He's not creating a new moon.
已经不是物质界了。
It is not in this physical realm anymore.
只有神的国是永远存在的。
It is only God's kingdom that will remain forever.
只有天国。
The heavens.
只有神是永远存在的。
Only God will remain forever.
还有能够得救的人能够进去。
And those who are able to be saved will enter it.
因为他们被称义啊。
Because they've been deemed righteous.
They are right. They are justified. 啊。
Justified.
他们已经能够被神接纳。
They're able to be
accepted by God.
Accepted by God.
这里说 righteousness dwell 啊，义住在里面。
It says the righteousness dwells in this place.
谁是义？
Who are righteous?
只有神是义啊。
Only God is righteous.
还有神称义的人是义啊。
And also who God deems as righteous.
啊，所以这个新天新地就是我们所盼望的。
So this new heaven, this new earth is what we look forward to.
这个世界真的会烧掉的。
Truly, this whole earth will be burnt up.
当然。我们买了一个新房子，买了个新车子，也是要高兴一下。
Of course, if we buy a new house and a new car, we should rejoice a little.
不是说我们都什么都不要了。
It's not saying that we don't want anything.
但是不是我们的盼望。
But it shouldn't be our hope.
我们的盼望在天上。
Our hope should be in heaven.
希望我们记得这个道理。
And may we remember this teaching.
就要第十一节所说的，我们要怎么圣洁，怎么敬虔。
Just like in verse 11, it says, "How should we be holy and be godly?"
这样子的话，我们就能够预备见主啊。
In this way, then we're able to be prepared.
好，我们唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
87首。
Hymn 87.